But I'd like for the congregation to turn to number 332 and sing verse 1, please. Songwriters saying, by the word of God, the worlds were made. You know, and I believe that this morning. Yeah. There's some people that don't believe it, and that's, you know, God has left them where they can choose to believe or not believe, but I believe.
Amen.
That by the word of God, the worlds were made.
Yes.
And I believe they're still held in place by his command. You know, I was talking about maybe not the proper way to say it, but the earth out there flying around the sun. That's held in place by God's command.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, what a mighty God we serve.
Yes. Amen.
You know, and I think sometimes, and I say to myself, I'm glad that God is God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that God is above all things.
Yes. That's right.
You know, I appreciate that. And that's the one I serve, the one that's above all things.
Yes.
So, you know, the scripture is speaking over there in Ecclesiastics. No, Ecclesiastics. I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but it's coming to my mind. But it speaks about those that are high and those in authority. But it goes on to say, there be those that are higher than they. And so that's where God is. He's higher than the highest.
Yes. That's right.
He's above all things.
Yes.
And so I'm thankful that it's that way. So when adversaries and things come against us, you know, we're able to get in contact with the one that is higher than the highest.
Yes.
You know, and I think about also when Brother Jonah was over there and they wanted him to begin to pray. Somehow they cast lots and they figured out it was Jonah. And I believe that Jonah let them know that I serve the God that made everything.
That's right.
You know. So yeah. Jonah was serving the mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
But it says more to be desired than speaking about the word of God. It's more to be desired than honey sweet. Richer are its treasures far than gold. I want to encourage you to get a hold of the word of God.
Yes.
I want to encourage you to read the word of God.
Yes.
I want to encourage you to learn to not listen so much to man, but listen to the word of God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. You know, we read over there in the Bible, and Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? Took me a while to begin to absorb that, but Jesus said, I believe the word says, thy word is truth.
Amen.
You know, and I used to try to ponder that. Well, I know the word is true, but what is it, you know? And to me, I finally got a hold of it, that the word of God is truth.
Yes. Yes.
Everything else is judged to be true or false according to the word of God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Now, I don't know if you're there or not, but I'm saying that's where you need to get to.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
where you can begin to realize that everything is judged to be true or false according to the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. My mind, anybody's mind, whoever's mind. The Word of God speaks. The Word of God is good for correction. It's good for instruction in righteousness.
Yes.
So the Word of God is good for correction.
Amen.
I know we're all intelligent people and we have a lot of intelligent thoughts. But if your thoughts don't agree with the Word of God, you need to sketch them out.
Right. Yes.
Amen. That might be hard to get a hold of, to realize that, you know, me, I'm sometimes we need to be corrected.
Amen.
The Word of God is good for correction for the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
The Word of God is good for correction for the President.
Yes.
Tell you something else. The Word of God is good for correction for the saints of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord help us.
Yes.
Now the full impact of the Word. Impact has to do with the effect or the impression on one thing upon another. So the Word of God is having an impact upon the world today. We might not realize it, but I'd hate for God to take away the Word of God from the world today.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a horrible thing. But there's an impact. And we're talking about the full impact of the Word of God. I'm not sure that we always recognize the full impact of the Word. Now we find over in Hebrews the 4th chapter. Says the Word of God is quick. Thank the Lord. It's alive. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I'm looking at it. It's alive. It's not dead. But the Word of God is quick.
Yes.
And it's powerful.
Yes.
Very powerful.
Yes.
And is sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. See, the Lord knows just where you are.
Yes.
Amen. You know, people can fool each other. And people can do a lot of things. But the Word of God knows just where you are. Amen. I mean, you can do the right thing, but with the wrong motive. You know, well, I'm going to go do this and I'm going to do that. But the reason I'm doing this is so people can look upon me and my, he's really something. But see, the Word actually knows why you're doing it.
Yes.
Amen. Gets right down. It says, is divided the joints and the marrow. The Lord understands the thoughts that you're thinking upon your pillow.
Yes.
The Lord understands the motives.
Absolutely.
It says, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart.
Yes.
See, that's why Ananias and Sapphira got themselves in trouble. They said, well, we're gonna sell our home and we're going to, you know, give it to the saints. But we're going to keep back part of the money. But
yes,
we're going to have everybody thinking that we just sold it and just gave it all. You know, won't that feel so good? You know, everybody just, woo, praise the Lord. You see what they did? They just sold their home and gave the whole thing. You know, and now they're just poor like paupers. But we're actually going to keep back part of it. But see, it speaks, is discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart.
Right.
Amen. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight.
Yes.
But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Amen.
So we find the Word of God is quick and powerful.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You know, something about the Word of God is so powerful that the Word of God is good right by itself.
Yes.
There are people that actually just get a hold of a Bible and begin to read it and find salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Just from reading the Word. So I believe it's a very good thing to try to outreach to people and, you know, that type of thing. We want to get them acquainted with the Word.
Right.
Because the Word is able to lift them up.
Yes.
The Word is able to help them. So I thank God for the precious Word of God. Now we find over in St. John, the first chapter, I believe it says there that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. I believe the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that's very important. But see, it says, in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
We want to turn to it and actually read it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Amen.
And the Word was God.
Yes.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. See, praise the Lord. In Him is life. Now, the devil come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But in Him is life, praise the Lord. If you want life, begin to follow the Word of God. If you want life, begin to amend your life to follow the Word of God. In Him is life, praise the Lord. I'm thankful that in Him is life. And the life was the light of men. You know, there's something precious about the Word of God. It says, "In the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might be believed. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Yeah. That is the true light that lighteth every man, praise the Lord, that cometh into the world."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men."
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Somewhere along life's pathway, every man, woman, boy, and girl is going to get a special visitation by God.
Yes. Amen.
Now what you do with it is up to you.
That's true.
But I believe God can come and speak to your heart one time and face you in the judgment and say, "I gave you a chance."
That's right.
But God is so faithful, many, many times He visits people over and over and over and over again. That's the faithfulness of God. But it's speaking there that there is a true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Thank the Lord. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came into his own received him not. Many people don't receive God. Many people don't receive the Word of God. And that's something that God has set it up, that man has that ability.
That's right.
As powerful as God is, God made it so man can actually reject God.
That's true.
But it said, "As many as received him, to them gave he power." Not to everybody.
Amen.
Amen. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God."
Amen.
Thank the Lord. "Even to them that believe on his name." Praise the Lord. It's still true today. "As many as receive him, to them gave he power." Now you turn over to Genesis, the first chapter. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters."
Yes.
And God said.
That's right.
Amen. We're talking about the Word of
Amen.
God. We're talking about the total impact of the Word of God. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was no power anywhere to stop it. Amen. There's still light today because of the power of God. And God saw that the light that was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. But the thing is that God said, there's power in the Word of God. There's power in the things that God has said. You know, the worlds are held in place by His command. Amen. Word of God lets us know He sent His Word and healed them. There's healing in the Word of God.
Right.
Says in the Word of God, in one place, I believe it said, the power of the Lord was present to heal.
Right.
Amen. And the Lord is still able to heal.
Yes.
Many times his presence is the power of the Lord is still present to heal. People can receive healing by the power of God.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. He's just the same today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
You know, I appreciate the goodness of God. Now we find over in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Still talking about the Word of God. But it's saying there, if my people, which are called by my name.
Amen.
See, it doesn't make any difference what name you call by. You can be called by the name of God all day long. But how are you? Enoch said, Enoch walked with God. Are you actually walking with God? Over in Revelation, the believer said, thou hast a name, thou livest not. See, as the people of God, we don't want to be in a place like that.
That's
Lord help
right.
us.
Yes.
But it said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray.
Amen.
And seek my face.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This is instruction from the Word of God. And it's good for every man, woman, boy, and girl.
Yes.
It's good for wherever you are in life.
Yes.
Amen. If you want your life to improve, a good place to start is say to my people, which are called by my name,
yes,
shall humble themselves and pray.
Amen.
And seek my face.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. This is a formula for wherever you are. You know, you go on in your car, you done got all lost and out there in the woods somewhere, don't know where you are, get your GPS, and then it'll show you step by step.
Yes.
Can you get an amen?
Yes.
It'll tell you step by step how to get back on the right road.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. If you find yourself on the wrong road this morning, it's saying if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And then it said, and turn from their wicked way.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, how do you know it's a wicked way? Look in the Bible, and the Bible can tell you that it's a wicked way.
Amen.
Now, if the Bible says it's a wicked way, it's a wicked way.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That's what it is. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on in today's world, and you got to watch what you preach, so to speak. But, you know, if you call by God, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's true.
Turn from their wicked way.
Yes.
See, there's a formula. Even in individual lives.
That's true.
And turn from their wicked way. You know, I'm not up here just to entertain you and make you feel good and, you know, have some butterfly thoughts. But I'm trying to give you instruction.
Yes.
How to actually make heaven your home by the grace of God.
Yes.
Amen. Turn from the wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. We're talking about the impact of the word. It can change your life.
Yes.
Amen. Then will I make crooked things straight.
Amen.
You know, people can have a lot of crooked things going on in their life.
Yes.
But God can make them straight. Yes. Wherefore shall a young man cleanse his way?
That's
by taking
right.
heed to thy word.
Yes.
Amen. The word of God is quick, it's powerful, praise the Lord. It's good, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, the precious Bible.
Yes.
Counsel for the soul.
Yes.
Amen, praise the Lord. It's good, it'll just work. You know why a lot of times people aren't getting the blessings of the word of God? Because they don't want to change and follow the word of God.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Oh, I want. Oh, I love God. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Rich young ruler, you know, and the Lord let him know, one thing thou lackest. And he went away sorrowful.
That's right.
Because I actually want to keep what I have.
That's it.
And if anything works, I just want to take it and blend it in with what I have. Yes. You know, I don't really want to follow the word of God. I don't really want to put Jesus first in my life. But if you want it to work, put Jesus first in your life. Yes. Amen. It still works. Yes. There's nothing wrong with the plan. You know, as a man went down to the altar, he wanted sanctification. Went down to the altar. Supposed to get sanctified. Then he went over his girlfriend's house and sit up with her and got himself in trouble through the flesh. And he come back and let the preachers know this sanctification don't work. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to go. You need to be like Joseph. You need to be like Joseph and get up out of there. Amen. Can a man take fire in his bosom and not be burned? Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord help us. But if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Amen. There's a formula, and it still works today. I'm thankful for it, you know. And the world's in a lot of trouble, and people are doing a lot of things, and people's like, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. But the formula is still there. If you want the healing, if you want what God has for you, you can have it by the grace of God. And we're going to go on talking about the full impact of the word. Here in 1 John, the 5th chapter, I want to read from the word of God, and starting at verse 7, says there are three that bear record in heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Father, the Word, see the Word's right back in there again, and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And these three are one. See, there are three that bear record in heaven. Now, the word of God says that the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established.
That's right.
Amen. So we're talking about the full impact. Yes. You know, there's something a little bit different than maybe just one person telling you something. But if one person tells you something, and somebody else come along and tell you the same thing.
That's right.
And then somebody else come along and tell you the same thing. Mm-hmm. See, we're talking about the full impact of the word of God. So the word is teaching us, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
Thank the Lord.
And these three are one.
Yes.
You can have either one of them come and deal with you. God can deal with you directly.
That's right.
Amen. God can deal with you through the word.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And the word of God says, my spirit shall not always strive with man.
That's what it says.
Amen. Now it's one thing if you have God talking to you. It's another thing you have God talking to you and the word of God. It's another thing if you have God talking to you and the word of God before you and the spirit of God dealing with your soul.
Amen.
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 So we have the spirit of God over in John lets us know that it will lead us. It will guide us in all truth. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Speaking about the full impact of the word. There are three that bear witness in the earth. Now this down on earth. Says the Spirit, praise the Lord. The Word of God says, my Spirit will not always strive with man. Amen. And then it says, and the water. The Word of God speaks the washing of the water by the Word.
Yes.
So when it's saying the water is speaking of the Word of God. Here on earth, you have the Spirit of God dealing with souls. You have the Word of God here upon the face of the earth. It says, and the blood. So you have Jesus Christ's blood. These things agree in one, praise the Lord.
Right, yes.
Amen, thank the Lord. And these three agree in one. So we're thankful of the total impact of the word and how that these three work together. They don't work against one another, but they work together. Over in Revelation, the 11th chapter, We find there in the Word of God, we're speaking about the Word and the Spirit. You know, as such a thing as says in Revelations 11 and 3, "And I give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." I'm going to give power to my two witnesses, the Spirit and the Word of God. Amen. Now it says in verse 8, "And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom in Egypt." So you can get to a place where people just simply trample over the Word of God. Amen. Just like it's laying there, like it's not alive at all. They just trample right over the Word of God, like it's not there. People can simply ignore the Spirit of God. People do it. Simply ignore the Spirit of God. But we think about in Genesis, the third chapter in verse 8, we find there with Adam and Eve, after they did what they did, it said, "And God came to, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." Yes. So we find there that God is coming to talk with them.
That's right.
You know, God will come to talk to you as you go through
yes,
life.
He will.
Yes, he will.
Amen. God, there'll be times where you can actually look back and say, I've definitely had a visitation from God.
Yes.
You know, if you sit still long enough and listen. Now, just because God is talking, that doesn't mean you're going to hear it. You can be so busy with this and that, you know, and you can do like you're driving in your car and, a light comes on and it says, check your oil or whatever. Or maybe you hear a rattling back there somewhere. Well, you don't have to listen to that rattling. Just turn the radio up. You know, just,
right. Yeah,
just take care of it. You know, I ain't worried about that rattling. Just turn the radio up. Keep right on going. Amen. If your light come on and say, you got this problem or that problem, just take you some tape. Tape over it. Just keep right on going. You know, people learn how to do that in life. When the Spirit of God is dealing with their soul, they find ways to ignore the Spirit of God. Amen. People get very proficient at it. They learn how to ignore the Spirit of God. But you know, you find over there in Genesis, the 6th chapter in verse 3, and this is talking about the days of Noah, but I believe it's still good today. In Genesis 6th chapter in verse 3, "And the Lord said, My Spirit shall not always strive with man."
Yes.
See, you can get in a place where God will withdraw his Spirit.
Yes.
You know, and people go around and say, "Don't make me feel guilty. Don't make me," you know. But the Spirit of God can talk to your heart.
That's right.
Amen. You can get to where you can just sort of like turn it off. I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Amen. You're going down the road and you hear something on the radio you don't like, just switch to another station. People do that with the Spirit of God.
Right.
Just turn it off. You know, I don't want to listen to that. So they just go on their own way. But it says, "My Spirit shall not always strive with man." That's one of the ways that God has of dealing with man, through his Spirit.
That's right.
And it's a very powerful way that God has of actually dealing with man. It's the mercy of God. It's the actual goodness of God. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance.
Yes.
Now we find over in Romans, the 2nd chapter, the Word of God is speaking there that when the Gentiles, which have not the law, if you can get into places where people don't even hear the Word of God, maybe they don't have Bibles, maybe they don't have anybody to teach them the Word of God, and the Spirit of God just goes in by itself, so to speak.
Yeah.
Don't have anybody else, but it says there, when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law. No Bibles, nobody to read them the scripture, but yet the Spirit of God is weighing on in there and dealing with souls and talking with hearts and letting people know that, you know, that's not right. They haven't read it in the Word of God anywhere, but the Spirit of God is striving with their soul and letting them know that's not right.
Amen.
When the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law. Don't get in a habit of ignoring the Spirit of God working in your soul.
Yes.
Amen. Don't get in the habit of doing that. I'm going to tell you one thing. When the Spirit of God, and it's a wonderful thing, because when the Spirit of God is dealing with your soul, then it's a wonderful thing to be able to read later in the Word of God and say, oh, now I see.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. But if you ignore the Spirit of God, when you read it in the Word of God, you'll learn how to ignore that too. That's what you do. That's why you find people, you know, show me in the Word of God, and you show them in the Word of God, and they don't want that either. They've already rejected the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Amen. May the Lord help us. But it's saying they're due by nature the things contained in the law. These not having the law are a law unto themselves, which shew the work of the law written in their hearts. Guess what wrote it? God wrote it in their hearts.
Yes.
Amen. Not even having the law, not even having the Bibles, but God wrote it in their hearts. The Holy Spirit went in there to deal with them, to talk with them. Written in their hearts. Also, their conscience bearing witness. You have a conscience there that's to help you to know when you're doing wrong. Now, you can take that and you can get it seared. You can get it in a place where it's not accurate. So your conscience needs to be calibrated according to the Word of God.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Or you can find yourself out there believing all kind of things. You can't just simply follow your conscience. Amen. You need to follow the Word of God. You need to follow the Spirit of God. You need to line up. Amen.
Yes.
What is the Word of God saying? It's saying, here a little, there a little. Line upon line, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pray, amen. Precept, thank you, brother. Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Amen. The Spirit can show you something. You can see it in the Word of God, and God can give it to you, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The total impact of the Word.
Yes.
Which through the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness the thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or excusing one another.
Yes.
But I do want to warn you, don't get in a habit of just walking over your conscience.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Don't get in the habit of just walking over your conscience. Well, you know, a lot of people are seeking that kind of freedom. I just want to do what I want to do. You know, the Word of God said you don't have to turn too far over there in Romans, because they, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Amen. So why do you see people walking in darkness? Because they turned away from the Word of God. Amen. So what's going on? So do by nature. Amen. Places where they don't have no preacher, don't have no Bibles, but the Spirit of God goes right on. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Spirit of God is not forced to wait on man.
Yes.
That's true.
Amen. Well, the Spirit of God, I can't go talk to him because man hasn't got there yet. I'm just waiting on a man. No, the Spirit of God can go right on.
That's right.
Amen. And the Spirit of God can go right in the bars. Amen. Go right in the dope houses. Go right there in the drunken alleys.
Yes.
Spirit of God, go all down off in those places, you know.
Yes.
The Spirit of God can even get up in the fish of a belly way down in the bottom of the sea, praise the Lord.
Yes. Right.
And talk to somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let God have to get you in a place like that before you begin to pray. That's what Jonah needed to do. He needed to pray, praise the Lord. Amen. God sent him to go to Nineveh, and he took a ship going the wrong direction.
Right.
When God sent him to go to Nineveh, he should have started praying, the Lord, help me. I really don't want to go to Nineveh, but Lord, help me. Help me, help me, help me. You know, the Word of God is saying, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Jonah could have saved himself a lot of trouble just praying. You know, being in that fish for, 3 days? He began to pray. Don't get down the belly of the fish 3 days before you got to start praying. Amen. The prodigal son, he got on down into the hog pen and he started praying. I'm glad he started praying, but You don't have to wait to get to the hog pen and pray.
Right.
Amen. And I'm persuaded there are some people that are satisfied to just stay in the hog pen.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Some people just satisfied to stay in the hog pen. You know, move over, hog. You're taking up my space. You know, I'm going to just stay down there with the hogs. Well, it's wintertime. At least they warm. You know, they'll help me. You know, people have their buddies out there in sin. You know, and my buddies. Well, you know, he's always there when I need a cigarette and a blunt. You know, so he's a good friend. You know, may the Lord help us.
Yes.
So you got the Spirit of God. You got the Word of God.
Yes.
You got God. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's something else. For a long time, it took me a while to even try to figure out why God did such a thing that he did. But God incorporated man to preach the Word of God.
Yes, he did.
Amen. And I often wondered, you know what, you know, God can go talk to him, his Spirit can go talk to him. Why you want to send a man out there to do it? But that's something God has incorporated also in it.
Yes.
That he sent a preacher.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Word of God is quick and it's powerful. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
The Spirit of God can deal with the soul.
Yes.
And then the preacher is to actually preach the Word of God.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Now, not all preachers, you know, spend time preaching the Word of God. But I'm here to tell you that if a preacher will actually preach the Word of God, there's power in it.
That's right.
And plus that, when he's under the anointing of the Spirit of God, there's power in it. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
That's
Amen.
So true.
Amen. We're talking about the full impact of the Word.
Yes.
Amen. It's rich and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And when God has anointed a man to preach the Word of God, like he said, I've given you a spirit of wisdom which none of your adversaries shall be able to gainsay or resist.
That's right.
Amen.
Now when it comes forward in that combination, which is designed by God,
yes.
See, that's a combination that God designed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go talk to him. I'm going to let my spirit talk to him. I'm going to let him get a hold of the Word of God. And then you preacher, you come there and preach the same things that I already talked to him about.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what we're talking about, the total impact of the Word of God. So when you get all those things lined up the way they're supposed to be lined up,
that's right.
Then it's powerful.
Yes.
Amen. It actually has an effect.
Yes.
Bring people to a place that either they're going to accept the Word of God or they're going to go away eternally damned.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
God's so wise, he understood that way before I did. Uh-huh. But we find over there in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Says, and I charge these therefore before God. I believe this is Apostle Paul, no doubt speaking right into Timothy. I charge these therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing of his kingdom. He said, preach the word.
Amen.
You know, what are you going to preach? Preach the word, praise the Lord. Not human philosophies, not all the things that man is coming up with, but preach the word, praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong with it, with a preacher coming right down to the Word of God, verse by verse,
yes.
Syllable by syllable, praise the
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Preach the Word of God.
Yes.
Be instant in season, out of season. Mm-hmm. Reprove. That's all a part of it. Amen. It's very little you're going to preach to people and not have some reproof if you're preaching the Word of God. Amen. It said rebuke. It said exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. You need to mix some love in there with it too.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. It's all a part of it. It is not about just going down there like Jonah and preaching to all the people, and I hope they don't repent, and I sure want to see them. I just want to sit out in the city so I can see it burn up. That's what I want. And all those people get saved. I got a headache. Ugh. Lord, help us. Have some love in it. You need some love in it. You know, one thing, you know, people, well, you know, I'm just going to preach it. I don't care whether they accept it or not. You need some love in it, praise the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. And he didn't give his son just so people could go to hell. He gave his son so people could make it in.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We should be preaching the word so people can make it in. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How oft would I have gathered thee together?
Yes.
But you would not.
That's right.
Amen. Preachers need a love for the people.
Yes.
Amen. There's something wrong if you don't have a love for the people.
Yes.
But it said, preach the word. Be instant in season. I believe in one place, it's Apostle Paul is saying that by day and night for 3 years, I cease not to warn you with tears.
Amen.
Amen. You need a love for the people.
Yes.
Said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Word of God said in the last days, perilous times shall come. We're living in those times.
Yes. Amen.
Sometimes we need to adjust ourselves and realize that we are living in those times.
Yes.
Says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Yes.
You know, we're living in the days of Noah. Amen. Amen. We live in the days of Noah. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm so sad there ain't a crowd here today. We're living in the days of Noah.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. What did it say there? A berry here, there, in the uttermost top part of the tree.
Yes, that's right.
Whereby Noah and eight souls was saved, preaching, I believe, 120 years, eight people.
Eight.
Me and myself, I calculated out one day, but I don't remember what the figure was. I don't know if it's one soul every 15 years or what. Mm-hmm. Are we ready for that? Amen. Time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap teachers to themselves, having itching ears. I just want to hear something that tingles my ears.
Yes, Lord.
Makes me feel good. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables.
Yes.
So the preacher has a job.
Yes, he does.
The preacher should be agreeing with God. Should be agreeing with the word. Should be agreeing with the blood.
Yes.
Amen. All that.
Yes.
All that. Going together. You know, and there's something about it. It's profound. You know, the songwriter has to say about it over in song number 224. And he's saying there, when the gospel is preached
in the name
of the Lord, by the Spirit sent down from above. Praise the Lord. Now that's a powerful thing. When the gospel is preached in the name of the Lord, by the Spirit sent down from above.
Yes.
Well, the songwriter said, my soul thrills with joy at the sound of his word. Not everybody's going to get that. Some people are going to get angry. I mean, you got Brother Stephen over there. They could not resist the Spirit which he spake. So they stoned him.
That's right.
Amen. But it said, I'll give you a mouth of wisdom which none of your adversaries shall be able to gainsay or resist. Thank the Lord. May God help us.
Yes.
You know, there's something. It's a wonderful thing. When the Spirit and the Word, we know they're going to agree. But when the preacher also agrees.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Still going to go back to Brother Jonah there, bless his heart. You know, God said to Jonah, Go to Nineveh. Mm-hmm. Preach the preaching I bid thee. Now, I'm going to tell you something in my mind. I believe that God had already visited Nineveh. That's what I believe. I believe God was already trying to talk to him. I believe the Spirit of God was already there in Nineveh, striving with people, trying to tell them right from wrong. But they ain't trying to listen to the Spirit of God.
That's true.
God, like, I'm going to send a preacher down there. Amen. I'm not going to send just any preacher. Now, this isn't me talking. I'm not going to send just any preacher. These people are steeped in sin. I want old brother Negative Jonah to go down and preach to. Amen.
Amen.
So God finally got a hold of Jonah to get him going on down. And I can, in my mind, it doesn't mean I can see Jonah down there walking through Nineveh with his eyes all bulged out. With just, these people, you get on my nerves. You right there. You need to repent. You going down to a devil's hell.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. He ain't butting around the bush. He just letting them have it full throttle. But you know something? God dealing with their hearts, the Spirit of God, they're working. Yes. And Jonah preaching the word of God came in there and had an effect. And the king come down off his throne.
Yes.
Amen. See, I'm trying to say in my mind that God was already dealing with him. I'm trying to say the Spirit was already talking with him. You know, that's a wonderful thing to have some prep.
That's right.
Getting them ready.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And God knew. And so he sent Jonah down and they were ready, praise the Lord. And they heard the preaching of Jonah.
Yes.
With his negative self. May God help us.
Yes.
The people repented. That's what they did.
That is true.
So we see the word of God is saying to the messenger, to the minister, is saying, go forth. It'll be that song number 3:15.
Yes.
It's an exhortation for him to go forth.
Yes.
Go forth, ye messenger of light. You know, they ain't gonna hear me. They ain't gonna listen to me. I, Moses, I can't talk. I can't. You know. But it said, go forth. Ye messenger of light. You're not out there doing it by your own self. You know, but you're just backing up the word of God. You're backing up the Spirit of God. You're backing up God, praise the Lord. It's not the total impact of the ministry. It's the total impact of the word, praise the Lord. And you're just part of that. Go forth, ye messenger of light, led by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Arrayed in garments, clean and white and faithful. At your post.
Amen.
You know there's something there. Said arrayed in garments clean and white. That's effective.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to tell you something about the power of the word. A drunkard could sit there and read the Bible to people, and the word itself could still be effective.
That's right. Yeah.
Because it's the word.
Yeah, right.
Amen. The word is quick and powerful. Maybe a drunkard reading the word. No, people still, because of the word itself. The word.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord. But it's more effective.
That's right.
If it's somebody led by the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
You know, I heard on the radio just a few days ago, there's a missionary from way, way back, I guess it was. But he went to a foreign country and he didn't know their language. He had a long ways to go, but he had a burden. Seemed like he prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Didn't know their language. But the brother went to preach one day and he had an interpreter. Lord have mercy, help us out. But the interpreter was drunk.
Oh no.
But I tell you, he preached the word of God, and even though the man was drunk, people got delivered. People got saved. There's a wondrous work.
Thank the Lord.
I know we don't want to eat all of that. But I'm saying the power of the word. Praise the Lord. There's a power in the word.
Yes, it is.
Amen. I'm not saying going out there and search for somebody to interpret things as drunk. But that's all the man had. But God worked. But the Spirit of God wants to work with the ministry.
Amen.
To give the full impact of the word.
Yeah.
Amen. You got Brother Philip over there in a big revival in Jerusalem.
Yes.
So I'm saying preachers need to be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Preachers need to be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
And I don't want to say the wrong thing, but sometimes I listen to the radio. Be men on the radio talking to thousands and thousands and thousands of people on their programs.
Yes.
Amen. They get into some delicate subjects about being led by the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. And I can tell by what they're saying, it's ground they really don't know and understand. It's sad. But it's ground they really don't know and understand what it means to be led by the Spirit. Amen. To walk in the Spirit. Amen. But as the people of God, as the ministers of God, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes,
amen. I believe the songwriter said, your all does the Spirit control.
Amen.
Amen. Are we under the control of the Spirit of God?
Yes.
Philip was in a big meeting. How'd you like to be in a big meeting and everything going on? How'd you like to be in a good meeting? Got your message already. Wouldn't that be something? But it's saying that, and the Lord spake to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way which goeth down to Jerusalem,
yeah,
unto Gaza. Now, I guess that's the same Gaza they fighting over. I don't know. Which is desert. And he arose and went. He didn't do like a Jonah.
Amen.
He arose and went. Let us arise and go if God would have us to go. Amen. And he went down there and God began to reveal some things to him. He saw a man. The Lord told him, the Spirit told him, go join yourself to the chair.
Yeah.
The man was busy reading and heard him read from the prophet Isaiah, and he said, Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? Amen. He's got the word of God. He's reading the word of God, but he says, understandest thou what thou readest? Amen. And he said, how can I? Now, one way he can is the Spirit of God lead him and reveal it to him. But another way, you have a man that's filled with the Spirit of God to give you an understanding of the word if you want to hear. And he said, how can I except some man guide me? Are you willing to be guided?
Yes.
Amen. Are you willing to be guided? No, I get mine straight from God. I don't listen to nobody else. I get mine straight from God. Well, he said, how can I except some man guide me?
Yes.
In verse 35, it says, and Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture, preach unto him Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Later on, the man says, well, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?
Amen.
Amen. So God used a man, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Said, how can I except some man guide me?
Yes.
May the Lord help. May the Lord bless us. You know, as we begin to close out, I want to look over at Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. I can find that. I need to sharpen up on the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, verses 7 and 8. May the Lord help us.
Yes.
You know, there's something there. I'm going to tell you something about the preaching of the word. And this is where sometimes it gets to the down to the nitty gritty. You know what it said? Preach the word. I'm going to just get out there. I'm going to just get out there and preach the word. You know, and some people, they'll tell you, well, just preach the word. You just all this other stuff you're talking about. But, you know, over here in Nehemiah, we want to look at this. And it says over there in Nehemiah 8, it talks about it, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law. Amen. That's a little different than just reading. That's actually causing them to understand.
Yes.
So they can get a hold of it. And the people stood in their places. Amen. So they read the book of the law of God distinctively and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So that's another thing about, you know, people. You see, Philip went down there and helped the man, said, how can I understand? And so they caused them to understand. And part of that's the part of the preaching, you know, to cause them to understand.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? No, this is what the scripture is talking about. That nose ring you got in your nose, that one right there, that's the one that's got to go. That's not pleasing to God. Woo!
Amen.
Well, that preacher, that's where it is. People, they don't, whoa, don't get down to where I'm living. Preach the word of God. Preach it hard to love Jesus, but don't let it meddle in my life.
That's right.
Amen. But the word of God will get right down. I'm sorry, but the word of God will get right down and meddle in your life.
Amen.
That's part of the job of the preacher. You know, you have these people. Maybe I don't know the right word for it. But you have these people, if you want to go to another country or whatever it is, or that type of thing, you go to them to get your visa or whatever it is. Da, 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 da. And to me, it's up to those people to be sure you got everything settled out right. So when you get ready to get on the ship, everything is good. Amen. So see, it's up to the preacher to preach the word. So that you have everything correct. Amen. So when you get up to heaven's gate, you can step right in.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Get up there and, well, you got this and you got that. And you... May the Lord help us. You know, the word of God says over in Revelations, the Spirit and the Bride say come.
Amen.
Amen. See, we're still talking about the full impact.
Yes, yes.
And we come down to the end of it. The Spirit and the Bride say come. The Spirit of God, the Bride, which is the church, says come. Let him that heareth say come.
Yes.
Let him that is athirst come.
Yes.
Amen. See, that total impact, you know, it's right there. You can have it by the grace of God. I think about the songwriter said, you can have salvation
if you will.
Yes.
If you will. You know, and as we close out with song number 411, you know, look at that. There's something in that song in particular I just want to bring to your attention as we're talking about the total impact.
Yes.
You know, God is working in a lot of different ways. And
yes,
people would have to admit, they just sit back and think about it. They realize it's working. Look at number 411. You look at verse 5. It says that heaven wills to thee a crown.
Yes.
See, that's one. It said hell is moved to cast thee down. That's one in opposition. It said, and this moment may decide thy endless state. Then it goes on to say, Father, Son, and Spirit call. Amen. There it is right there. See, Father, the Son, and the Spirit call. There's a combination. Then it goes on to say reason, conscience, thunder all.
That's right.
Sinner, awake and turn to God before too late.
Amen.
So the total impact, all that's in there, reason is in there. The Father's in there. The Son is in there. The Spirit is in there. The reason is in there. Your conscience is in there. They're all thundering all.
Yes.
That's what we're speaking about, the total impact of the word. May God bless the word. I know he said in his word, it will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I've said. Pray for me.